On Friday, May 26, 9 cyclists were arrested during a critical mass attended by 60 people in downtown Winnipeg. Most of the cyclists are alleging that police used excessive force against them. Here to talk about the incident is Marcel Stephen Lennon, one of the cyclists who was both arrested and assaulted. So what exactly happened that set this whole thing off?
Well, nothing really happened to set it off, actually, because we were like literally just cycling in the streets, maybe blocking traffic by like 2 to 3 minutes. But we were purposely changing directions so that we didn't block anyone off for too long and stuff like this. It pretty much just started when this cop car just pretty much like stopped right in front of us, and like this cop came out and was yelling at us like, "You're breaking the Highway Traffic Act, get off the street," and stuff like this. And we stopped and we were talking to him and stuff like this, like explaining it's a peaceful protest, we're just going forward and stuff like this, we're just like celebrating bike transport and stuff like this. But so eventually I think he realized he couldn't do anything by himself, so he just kind of like got in his car and we continued going. Maybe a couple blocks we turned onto Broadway, and that's when a bunch more cops came in. That it was about Donald and Broadway when everything like came down, kind of thing.
Yep.
But yeah, the first actual incident happened when this other guy. I was actually looking at him when like beforehand, and he was just cycling along. He looked behind him and suddenly I saw like a cop come behind him running towards him and yeah. And just like try and grab him, but a bunch of the other bikers just got off their bikes and kind of like hugged around him, and like the cop couldn't really get him. I guess a couple of minutes later there were like maybe 6-7 cops surrounding that group, but yeah. Like they couldn't really get that man in the middle, so like they kept yelling at everyone like, "You're resisting arrest and stuff like this, and stop." And but eventually, the people in the circle said, like, if we just keep cycling, if we just keep going, can you not arrest this guy? And like maybe 5 minutes into that, they finally agreed because they couldn't do anything here. That's when I started seeing some of the cops panic, I think. Yeah, I guess 2 minutes later, there were two other cops who went to go after that guy again because they weren't going to give up. But I don't know why, because like it's not like he was doing anything out of the ordinary. It's not like he was really doing anything whatsoever like different from anyone else.
Yeah.
So that's when about the same time I saw this other. Cop cars and like these other cops kind of converge in, so I figured like at this point the bike ride's pretty much over, so
yeah.
So I heard one of the cops like they kept saying like, "Okay, get off the street and get onto the sidewalk," so I decided to comply, and so I got off my bike, got onto the sidewalk, and I kind of went towards this light pole where I could get a better view of what was going on, kind of thing, because that man who was being taken by the cops was like maybe 10 feet in front of me. But at that point I had this big man, he was balded with like a gray and white striped shirt. He ran in front of me and was yelling me to get back, and I assumed he was like just a motorist or something like that, because it's not the first time I've been yelled at by a motorist downtown.
And he didn't identify himself as a police officer?
No, I had no clue, actually.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I realized afterwards, like after I was arrested, of course, but like before then, I just thought he was just some guy trying to get involved, trying to had something against us or something like that. I was pretty much like, what the hell, like, so I try to go forward towards the post again, and like he said the same thing, but like I don't know what he was saying, get back to what, like, I was pretty much surrounded by, like, bikes on the street, and then, like, there were people around and stuff like this, but, and I think at that point he put his arm around my throat, and he then choked me for maybe, like, 5-10 seconds or something like that, but I don't know exactly how long, because time kind of changes, but... So after that, he let me go, and he, I, at that point, I noticed his partner beside him, like this other guy who, he was in a navy striped golf shirt, and like brown spiked hair. He, the second man pushed me down. I don't know who I fell back against, some person or maybe a bike or something like that, but, I was really pissed off because I was just like being thrown around by these two guys. So I got up and I punched the guy, but like a second after that, I had like four people on me. I was on the ground. And
how much do you weigh?
I weigh 142 apparently. But yeah, that's my story. After that, after that, I was taken behind the what they call paddy wagon, and the guy who took me was the guy with the gray striped shirt, and I made the comment like, how was I supposed to know who you were? And so then he I guess to prove a point, he punched me in the face and then pushed me against the back of the car and then threw me into the van, and yeah, I guess I was kind of a little out of it after that, so I just don't remember what else.
I noticed you have a Band-Aid on your head. Did you get stitches for this altercation, or were the people that are taking pictures of your face and stuff like that?
In the station, actually, yeah, they took pictures of my face, and, like, underneath my chin, I had a huge gash that I didn't actually end up getting stitches, but they did offer in the police station, maybe, like, hour later, but yeah, it just I had my arms behind my back handcuffed, and I couldn't really do anything, so because it just kept bleeding on me, and my clothes are completely ruined, covered in blood and stuff like that.
And they're charging you with assault, is that correct?
Charging me with assault, impeding a police officer, and causing a disturbance.
And have you ever had a prior criminal record to this?
No, I. This is actually pretty much my first contact with cops.
Have you ever fought anybody?
No, actually. There was, before this, the only, like, incident I've ever had was, like, in a bar. Someone got mad at me and punched me, but
yeah,
that was, like, the highlight of my life, I guess.
So are you taking any legal action against the police for their mistreatment of you?
I don't know. First, I just want to see, like, what I can do for myself, just trying to get these charges, like, what they mean for me and what I can do to maybe fight them.
Has this been just a shocking experience for you as just a cyclist of Winnipeg trying to promote alternative transportation and then getting beaten for it?
Well, yeah, I totally don't expect this, because, like, the point of me actually joining this, like, everyone seems to have kind of a different view of what critical mass is, but it's, technically, it's a celebration of human-powered transport. So, like, just bikers and skateboarders and stuff like this, just to kind of, like, celebrate the fact that they don't need cars to get around. So the reason I joined, actually, was because, like, I was tired of always biking downtown, and, like, at least four times a month, I get either nicked or, like, yelled at by, like, people just passing in cars, because they, like, it's definitely not friendly place for bikes at all.
This has kind of galvanized more support for critical mass. Have been people coming out of the woodwork trying to support you and some of the other masters that were arrested?
Yeah, I've actually like heard support from so many people, there were so many witnesses, so many pictures taken there, and like all the media pretty much were there, and they said that like they saw like police using excessive force and assaulting people. Yeah. But yeah, like everyone's supportive. Everyone like understands that like this is way too far.
All right. Thanks, Marcel, for talking with us.